Judges at the International Criminal Court in The Hague yesterday reversed a decision the prosecutors had not provided sufficient evidence to add genocide to the list of charges already facing Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who was formally charged with 7 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity in March 2009. Bashir was the first sitting head of state in history to face an ICC indictment. The director of South Africa's Dennis Hurley Peace Institute, Father Sean O'Leary, told us the ICC's actions may not have the desired effect and could prove an obstacle to lasting peace in Sudan.
You have to put it into its historical context. The Comprehensive Peace Agreement that was signed in January 2005 was the first sign of hope since about 1956 for the people of Sudan. And it needed the goodwill of both sides in the long, protracted civil war that they have had, the North and the South, to begin to work together. There's no doubt about it that President Omar al-Bashir is a key role player in that comprehensive peace agreement. And therefore, to try and impose a warrant of arrest on him at this particular moment is tantamount to condemning the whole of Sudan to a return to civil war. Because were he to be forcibly removed and arrested and brought to The Hague or wherever, it has the potential to derail all the peace work that has been done over the last 5 years and return the country to a civil war.